As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, today we welcome families from our visitation, PBM Sister Parish in Philadelphia. Their celestial choir will sing at the 11:30 Mass together with our guitar group, and there'll be a little food sharing luncheon across the way in the social hall. So you're all welcome to come back about 12:30 for the food sharing if you don't want to come back for another Mass, although their choir is wonderful. Well, I found it was kind of a happy irony that that food sharing luncheon would take place today, given the readings. Isaiah says, the Lord will provide a feast of rich, delicate foods. Stomach's starting to turn. The psalm says, you set the table before me in the sight of my foes. Jesus in the gospel talks a parable about the great wedding feast. Even St. Paul talks about being well fed and other times hunger. What's clear? You know, there's so many stories about eating meals in the Gospels that I really sometimes wonder if even though we always portray Jesus as a tall, lean, slender, bearded Galilean, he had to be a little bit roly-poly, don't you think? Or at least maybe a little bit of the middle life showing somewhere. Oh, that eating, 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 food, food, food. Well, despite my parents' best efforts and the repeated advice of my GP doctor, I know what you're supposed to do when you eat healthily. You do too. But for example, on Thursday night, when our cook over at the rectory prepared a meal for myself and Father John and the two seminarians, she made a wonderful medley of vegetables, warmed up and cooked very nicely. Now, I'm a meat and potatoes Irishman, okay? So I took the potatoes and the onion and carrots out, but I'm not going to go so far as to the squash, okay, Brussels sprouts, peppers. Why is it that we eat what we like and not eat what's good for us? And I said to myself, there's a homily in there. See, today we celebrate in the scriptures how God provides a spiritual food to nourish us throughout life and into eternal life. Primarily here, the Eucharistic food at the table of the altar. But God also gives us a rich banquet of his holy word in the scriptures. God nourishes us with a still quiet of prayerful devotion in our daily lives. But how often, I suspect that you, like me, find yourself like the gospel guest at the wedding feast, so overstuffed with the demands of work and family and entertainment, electronics and recreation. All those things fill us up so there's no room left in our hearts and souls for the food that God wants to provide. How will we begin to eat spiritually what we need, what we know is healthy, not just what we like? So God in the scriptures today invites us to a banquet of his holy word, of the Eucharistic bread of life, and of that quiet that only comes from a prayerful devotion day after day in our lives. The banquet is laid out for us. Yet so often, we don't take it on. We go the way we like, instead of the way that's really good for us. So whether or not you're able to come back at 12:30 for our food sharing luncheon, come to the table that the Lord has set. Eat rich food and fill your hearts. I was going to be a wise guy on Thursday night and tell the cook that she left out the cauliflower, but I want a dinner next Tuesday night, so I figured I'd better keep my mouth shut, right? Let us stand and profess our faith.